the original building, which still exists, is a story and a half with dormer windows coming out of the roof. This one is three stories and it's going to stand right alongside it. So it's going to dwarf the original building and it's going to stand out of the landscape. I just don't think it's in keeping with the land around about it.
It just seems to look like a warehouse and stands out from the surrounding country. Wherever you are, when you're up on the hills, you're going to be able to see this big eyesore. People walking down the West Highland Way, it's going to be as though they're coming down to a trading estate.
Jenny White is one of the neighbours of the King's House Hotel. Before that, we heard Scott McCombie out on the National Trust for Scotland's Glencoe estate, which he manages. Conservation groups including the John Muir Trust and the Scottish Civic Trust have also objected to the plan to build a three-storey, 60-bed extension to the hotel. But not everybody in this area is against the redevelopment of the King's House. I'm going to go about 9 miles down the glen to Glencoe Village to see Alistair and Victoria Sutherland. Alistair is chairman of the local community council and his wife Victoria is a member of the council too. Alistair, hi.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you.
We value employment in the district. We understand there'll be 40 full-time jobs. It'll provide a facility which locals can use for weddings, funerals and the like, which doesn't exist at the moment. This is not in the National Trust ownership. It's visible with binoculars from the top of Buccleuch Moor, but hardly visible otherwise.
I'm sad to see the remarks from the conservation bodies who don't have to deal with the problems we have here. I would like to see them thinking a little bit more about the communities who live here. They would rather human beings were not here, we feel at times. And, you know, we are not just a playground for people coming from the cities. We also live here and we have to make a living here.
It's an iconic area. It is a beautiful scenery, one of the most spectacular sceneries in Scotland. It's also right on the West Highland Way, and walkers use this on a daily basis.
The hotel is being redeveloped by a company set up by the owners of the neighbouring Black Corries estate, and Graham Ferguson is from their agents, Bidwells. I met him on the wet and windy King's House site, where the old 1960s extension to the hotel has now been torn down.
There's a number of designations throughout the area, National Scenic Area, for example, and we've got to be conscious of that and try and develop a scheme which is sympathetic to that but also has the economic benefit that we require. When you're dealing with fragile areas, then there are always groups of people who have differing opinions, but we are keen to do things in the most sympathetic manner that we can.
Scott McCombie of National Trust for Scotland says they're not against any development, just this one.
I think everybody needs to be cautious about development, but I think there's plenty scope to take development forward without being so large and intrusive into the na-